Overdose deaths hit record highs across communities in Wisconsin during the pandemic, but they've been falling sharply since 2022. Evan Casey has more on what's helping to bring down the number of overdoses.
After decades of struggling with addiction, Sean Kress was living in a tent at a park and ride off the interstate in Milwaukee. His wife and children had left him. He had already lost his brother to an overdose. But still, his focus was only on one thing.
That being the lowest I've ever been in my life, I still had the drugs, so I was okay.
A few months later, he decided to make a change.
I didn't want to go back to the tent. I didn't want to go back to the streets. I didn't want to use anymore.
He spent a few days in a detox center. Then he began treatment at Serenity Inns, a residential facility in Milwaukee. He's been sober for over a year, and he's a certified peer support specialist for Serenity Inns, helping other people fight their addictions.
I know what I'm supposed to do. I know what I have to do to stay clean, and that's just the first step into the new life.
Wisconsin saw a record high 1,830 overdose deaths just 4 years ago, but they have gone down every year since, dropping by just over 35% from 2022 to 2024. People working on the problem point to a few reasons for the drop. It's far easier to get access to harm reduction supplies like Narcan. There's teams on the ground working to get people into treatment, and there's greater awareness around the opioid epidemic. Much of that is being funded by nearly $800 million that is pouring into the state from a national settlement in a lawsuit against opioid manufacturers and distributors. Michelle Hayes is the director of Substance Use Initiatives for the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
What we're seeing in Wisconsin is the cumulative effect of years of investment, right? This is a public health ecosystem working as intended, and that's finally showing up in the lives that are being saved.
Statewide overdose numbers for 2025 haven't been released yet, but communities around the state have been seeing drops in overdose deaths in the last few years. In Milwaukee County, overdose deaths fell to 387 last year. That's down 40% from the record high set in 2022. That's good news for Robert Rayberger. He is the supervisor of the Milwaukee Overdose Response Initiative. The team includes firefighters and peer support specialists who meet with people after they overdose. They hand out Narcan and fentanyl test strips and share information about treatment and resources.
Someone says, I want to go now. We can almost certainly get them into a detox right away. And that gives us approximately a 7 to 10 day window then to try and figure out the next step.
Some of those people could end up at Serenity Inns. That's where Kress received treatment. He attended group and individual therapy during the over 2 months he was there.
It was like a new lens. I was starting to look at life in a new way, and I was understanding things that I've never really understood before.
He was also prescribed buprenorphine, which helps treat opioid use disorder.
That helped me tremendously in any type of craving sense.
Kenneth Jenlack is a CEO of Serenity Inns. He says therapy helps address past trauma.
If they don't address the trauma and, you know, some of the childhood things that they may have held on to, then they're more likely to relapse.
The distribution of Narcan statewide shot up by an estimated over 1,400% over the last 6 years through the Naloxone Direct program. Hayes says Narcan used to be, quote, scarce and stigmatized, but that's not the case anymore.
It's increasingly normal to keep in a glove box or a backpack, and the cultural shift is part of why the death rate is falling.
As for Kress, he's found a new purpose in life as a peer support specialist. He introduces a program to newcomers.
Showing them that I'm one of the individuals that successfully completed the program, I'm now living by example.
He's going on 15 months sober. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.